Yes, sir, would you state your name and ABC number? I'm sorry, just a minute right now. State your ABC number for my question. What is your name, sir?
Juan Rocha.
Okay, sir, the honor is, witness will conduct your hearing, we say here. She will be the lead at this time, so the next voice you will hear will be honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Okay, Mr. Huerta?
Yes?
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
My name is Juan Rocha, and my ABC number is 239570.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are listed on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on July 19th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which was it today? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
Excuse me?
Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent
yourself? No, I didn't hire no attorney.
Okay, so you're representing yourself today in this hearing?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to introduce you to the board. You can't see us, so you're at a little bit of a disadvantage there, but I'll tell you everybody's name. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, and you already heard his voice earlier. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'm the panel, the lead for this hearing today. We also have with us Mr. Grady from the Department of Corrections, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. So, Mr. Huerta, before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in. So, Mr. Huerta and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Huerta?
Yes.
Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Huerta, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Huerta, I'm going to read these three allegations to you for phase one, and I need you to tell me, as I read each one, is it true or false? Okay, sir?
Yep.
All right, so we'll start phase one. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about November 19, 2017, as directed. Mr. Rich, is that true or false?
Yep.
You're saying that's true?
Yeah.
It's true, okay. Allegation number two is that you were in violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 6, 2017, per the task LCMS lab report dated December 14, 2017. Mr. Huerta, is this true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay. And the third and final allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Maricopa Reentry Center, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, on or about December 9th, 2017, as verbally directed on December 6th, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Huerta, is this true or false?
True.
That's true? Okay. Based on Mr. Huerta's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and have lapsed or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself. Seconded by Dr. Wright. And agreed by, not Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay. Mr. Huerta, we can move to phase two of your hearing. And before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us some background information about your case. So please stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you to ask you some more questions. Okay,
okay.
Sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Worth, I was born from DOC on August 16th, 2017, was arrested on July 2nd of 2018 by Phoenix PD. With his murder charges, he was returned back to DOC on July 2nd of 2018. There's a CCD of November 8th of 2018, that reflects 205 of scan days. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated assault, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2009, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2009, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2009, unlawful means of transportation, 1 year. 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. He has 2 terms of DOC. His CUIR scores are 44. Mental health scores are 2. Substance abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed 10 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence only. His community risk score are G6 and B7.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. Mr. Huerta, we have a written summary of your case as well. And it looks like when you were released, you were approved to live with your parents on Mulberry Drive in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. And then it looks like you self-admitted to using methamphetamine, and so you were directed to go to the Maricopa Reentry Center.
Yes.
From December 9th to the 11th, but you didn't report. Where'd you go?
One on the 11th?
You were supposed to go there from the 9th to the 11th of December, but you haven't showed up.
You live on 2072, right?
Yes. Where did you go, sir?
Well, honestly, I was on drugs, it was the only thing that I had a problem with, it's just that drug, that methamphetamine drug. But I have a really bad problem with it.
Okay. But at the Maricopa Reentry Center, that's a treatment center.
Yeah.
So that would have been a way to help you with that.
Yeah, I know. I was already too deep in it, and I was already smoking, and I was too deep in it already.
Okay.
But the only thing I have a problem with is just the drug problem.
Were you working at all, sir? Did you have a job?
Excuse me?
Did you have a job? Were you working?
Oh, well, I was going to do the job, but they stole my dad's expedition, and I had my ID, and I had my wallet in there, so I couldn't do nothing.
Your wallet was stolen, okay.
Yeah. The truck, they didn't have the truck was in the impound. I don't know if they took it out or not.
Okay. So what were you doing the day that the Phoenix PD picked you up? Where were you? What were you doing?
I was at my mom's house, and I went to my friend's house. School pick them up, so I went to my friend's house to go get my bike, and I was going back to my mom's house, and that's when Phoenix PD was surrounding my mom's house.
Okay, so you were just walking down the street, or what?
Yeah, I was walking down the street. I went to go get my bike, and I went back to my mom's house.
Okay, got it.
And that's when the cops got there.
Okay. So what were you doing we were showing that you have absconded for 205 days. Did you think about calling your parole officer while you were gone?
Well, yeah, I wanted to, but I was already on drugs, I was deep, I don't know, when I was on it, I just didn't care no more, I didn't care what people told me, it's just that drug problem that I got, that's it.
When was the last time you used methamphetamine?
When I got arrested.
Okay, so back in July. So now that you've been clean for a month or so, how do you feel?
I feel a little bit better, I feel a little bit better now.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, that's really not good for you. Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Okay, so we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else that the board should know without repeating something you've already told us?
No.
Okay, so well, the board is going to go into discussion, and when we finish our discussion, we'll be able to give you a decision. We just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Huerta self admits that he has a drug problem, and he didn't go to MRC, even though he was supposed to go there, and it probably would have been a helpful thing for him. He did abscond for 205 days and did not contact his parole officer, so I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I'd listen to any input of fellow board members. And seeing no input, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant number 2018W0723, a conversation with Mr. Huerta and information provided by Mr. Grady. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Huerta was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal vice or company, specifically by absconding for 205 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his activities.
Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Neal agreed, Dr. Ray, and Mr. Pignone. Okay, Mr. Huerta, back to you. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing a release date for you of November 8th of this year, which is a few months away. And we hope that during that time, you'll think about how good you feel now that you're not using the drug. And also attend, there's NA or AA meetings available to you there, and there may be some other kinds of drug treatment you can start while you're there. And get yourself strong and healthy so that when you are released in November, you'll be in a better position to address your drug problem, so. Okay, Mr. Huerta?
Okay.
All right, so thank you for participating in your hearing today. Your hearing is over, sir. Could you give the phone back to the 03, please?
Okay.
Thank you.